This is program number LW2302. Distraught, distressed, burdened beyond measure, Abraham Lincoln, right in the middle of the Civil War, was touched one day by that thing called gratitude. It came from the mother of a boy soldier. Hi, this is Larry West. It was to a congressional committee that Lincoln said, "Here I am, surrounded by many men more eager to make money out of the nation's distress than to put a shoulder to the wheel and lift the government hub out of the mire." Then he asked them, "Do you wonder I get depressed when I stand here and feel how hard it is to die unless I can make the world understand that I would be willing to die if I could be sure I am doing my work towards lifting the burdens from all mankind?" Then after laying on them the tremendous burden he felt, he turned to General Campbell and said, "I am as happy as if our armies had won a victory against the rebels." He said, "Mr. Stevens brought one of his constituents to me yesterday, a lady 75 years of age, whose son, only 19 years old, was sentenced to be shot tomorrow at noon for sleeping at his post. I took until today," Lincoln said, "to examine the case. I cannot consent that a farmer lad, brought up to keep early hours and going to bed and resting, shall be shot to death for being found asleep when he ought to have been awake. I pardoned the boy," Lincoln said, "and I sent a messenger early this morning with the welcome news to the boy's regiment. The mother, like Niobe, all tears, has just left me," Lincoln said with a smile. "And as she went out, my heart came up in my throat when, between her tears, she went up to old Thad Stevens, who had helped her save her son's life, and said, between her sobs, 'You told me Mr. Lincoln was ugly. How could you say so, Mr. Stevens? For I think he has one of the most beautiful faces I ever saw.'" Then President Lincoln laughed his sweet, soft laugh, as merry as a boy. But there were tears in his eyes. You know, Lincoln was anything but a handsome man. His ears stuck out, his hair was a wiry mess, his hands, his head, his feet were too large, out of proportion with the rest of his body. When he walked, it was cumbersome. He didn't point his toes, but his feet went up and down parallel to the ground. He was tall, lanky, anything but a handsome man. But you know, handsome is as handsome does. Ask any American historian. There has never been a president more greatly respected, one that causes more tears to come to the eyes when people hear what kind of a man he was, than Abraham Lincoln. Why? He had heart. He cared for people. He was moved with their suffering. Walking across the battlefield one day, Lincoln heard the voice of a boy calling to his mother. He stopped those carrying the boy's stretcher and asked the boy, "What can I do for you, my poor child?" The boy looked at him and said, "You are a Yankee. I cannot hope my message to my mother will ever reach her." Lincoln, in tears, with a voice of tenderest love, convinced the boy of his sincerity, and the boy gave the goodbye words he wanted his mom to receive. And under a flag of truce, the president sent the boy's message through the enemy lines to the boy's mother. Handsome is as handsome does. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left His glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish that old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I'll ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then He'll call me someday to my home far away, where His glory forever I'll share. Handsome is as handsome does. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.